Dancing Shadows, written and read by Louise. Darkness was beginning to close in. Three boys hurried across the paddocks to a patch of bush on the bank of a river. They were carrying sleeping bags, torches, and food. All afternoon, they had been busy building a fort. They had hammered wooden boxes together for walls, made a roof of cabbage tree branches, then spread fern fronds over the floor. It was hidden from view by bushes, and the boys could sit inside and look across the river to the steep bank on the other side. Sam and Jason lived on this farm, and Mark, the Maori boy from next door, often joined in their games. When it was dark inside the fort, they put their torches on and spread their sleeping bags over the fern fronds. They took off their jackets and snuggled down in their clothes. All was quiet except for the river rushing over stones and a moorpork plaintively calling from a nearby tree. Mark placed something in the entrance. "What's that?" Sam asked. "A piece of greenstone my dad dug up near here many years ago," replied Mark. "I thought that maybe an ancient warrior would return for it." "Why would he do that?" Jason was startled. "Well," Mark continued, "my dad says that long ago a Maori tribe lived on the bank of this river."
"What happened to them?" Sam wanted to know.
"They found a vein of greenstone beside the river and made many beautiful carvings and ornaments. They were often attacked by other tribes for their treasures, although they were strong fighting warriors. But when several tribes combined against them, they were wiped out."
"What happened to the treasure?" said Jason.
"Some of it was plundered, but a lot of it was hidden. Many people have dug all around this river, but only a few pieces have been found, like the one my dad has. Some people think it must be in a deep cave under the river."
"Wouldn't it be great if we found it?" said Sam.
"I don't think we will," said Mark. "Some of the old Maoris say that the warrior ghosts guard the treasure, and sometimes you can hear them crying for their lost land and treasures." The boys lay quietly. Even their breathing seemed noisy now. Somehow the night had become spooky.
"Let's have a midnight feast," Sam said.
Mark flashed his torch on his watch. "It's only 9 o'clock," he said. "Never mind," said Sam. "I'm hungry." They unpacked the food.
"Look, I can make shadows on that bank over the river," said Jason. He waved his torch about. The twigs and branches looked like dancing limbs.
"Let's make fighting warriors," Jason laughed. They waved their torches through clumps of bush. The shadows grew and leapt to giant size.
"Got you," shouted Mark.
He found that by bending a bush backwards and forwards, he could wage a full-scale attack on the other shadows. Their ferocious war cries echoed across the river. The orange moon slid out from behind a bank of cloud and cast an eerie shadow towering over the fighting warriors.
"What's that?"
Mark whispered. They turned off their torches, but still a large dark shadow remained.
"It's the warrior ghost," Jason shivered. "No, it's only the moon from behind the trees," said Sam.
"I'm not so sure," Mark's voice was quavering.
"Rock! Rock!"
A rasping sound came from below them. Jason gasped. "They're calling for the greenstone rock."
"It's only frogs," said Sam a bit uncertainly.
The rasping sound became louder, and the tall shadow on the bank twitched. A large brown and white face with horns suddenly appeared in the doorway, with an enormous tongue rolling around its mouth. It bellowed again, and part of the roof fell off the hut. The boys leapt up.
jumped over the box walls and ran full pelt across the paddocks to the house. The next morning, they crept back to get their things from the fort. A large cow with a brown and white face and horns on its head was quietly gazing nearby. But the greenstone rock had gone.
Finished.